Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll be speaking with a couple from Arkansas who make a very good living as work campers by conducting surveys at retail and commercial properties. These are not public opinion surveys, rather detailed descriptions of office buildings and strip malls, which show locations of various features like light poles, electric meters, and sprinklers. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's an online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 1 year of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to give in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started. So for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Terry and Rick Morgan are from Texarkana, Arkansas, and they've been RVing for about 3 years. When they started, Rick was a commercial plumber employed by a company in Baton Rouge. But Terry was just bored sitting around their RV all day, so she got a work camping job at the campground's office. However, the Morgans really enjoyed traveling, but both jobs confined them to one area. So after seeing an advertisement for a work camping gig with a company called ID Plans, which is based out of Tampa, Florida, they applied and got the job. Now they travel around the nation conducting physical surveys of commercial buildings for property management companies. They document square footage, parking spaces, lighting, signage, and meters for water, gas, and electricity, as well as anything else that can be found in, on, or around an office building, retail store, or strip mall. This information is beneficial for property managers because if there is a problem, it's easier for building owners to get it fixed if they can accurately describe the equipment and where it's located. The couple has permission to boondock in the parking lots of properties they are evaluating during their 3 to 4 day stays. Then they move on to their next assignment at whatever pace they desire. There's a lot of flexibility built into the system. For example, the Morgans took most of December off just to travel and play. Training is provided by the company, and work campers are given company-owned tablets with special software installed so they know what needs to be documented. A new couple is matched to experienced surveyors so they can follow along and watch how a survey is completed. Then at the next assignment, the new couple does the work while an experienced couple offers advice or points out something that was missed. Terry and Rick have visited all but 10 states on their journey. They get to select assignments in areas they want to visit, and the company pays a mileage rate as they drive from point A to point B. They've had some interesting challenges along the way, such as having a generator quit on them during the middle of a job. But Terry and Rick have since installed solar power to their RV, which makes their lives even more enjoyable. To tell us more about their experiences on the road and working for ID Plans, please welcome Terry and Rick Morgan to the show. Thank you for joining me today, Terry and Rick. I really appreciate the time. Tell me a little bit about yourselves and where you're from.
We are from Texarkana, Arkansas, which is on the border of Texas and Arkansas.
Okay. How long have you been RVing?
We have been RVing for about 3 years. We started out RVing when Rick was in, he was doing plumbing for a union. He was a union plumber, pipe fitter, after we shut our commercial plumbing business down. And we weren't really traveling as much as we wanted to, so we said, we got to find something else. And so we kind of went full-time traveling RVing.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to do. And so you've been doing this for how many years?
Well, we've been with ID Plans for just over a year.
For just over a year. Very good.
We were RVing for 3 years. I mean, we've been RVing for a long time, but full-time RVing for 3 years.
Okay.
With ID Plans for just over a year.
Okay, very good. And what attracted you to work camping?
Well, we got started with work camping when we first started full-time RVing. Rick, my husband, was with a commercial plumbing company in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we were at a campground there full time, and I was super bored and needed something to do, and the office needed help. And so I went into the office and said, well, I want to apply for this job. And so that was sort of our start into work camping is, well, I didn't get paid, but we got the site for free. And it was really to alleviate my boredom is how we got started in it. And then we thought, well, we have this motorhome. We really want to use this motorhome to travel, not just to sit here at this campground. And it really has taken off from there. We have seen all but 10 states in the country in the last 3 years.
That is moving.
Yes, it's a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm. What kind of motorhome do you have?
We have a Forest River Georgetown.
Okay. And why'd you select a motorhome over like a fifth wheel?
Well, I think Rick really, you thought it would be easier for me to hook up.
We have a four-wheel drive Jeep
that we tow.
And we thought it'd be easier just tow that than to invest in a large truck and a fifth wheel.
Right.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to maneuver a Jeep through town than a big vehicle through town if you're going to be sightseeing as well.
I'd agree with that. And I think a lot of people do too. So you said you've been to all but 10 states. What parts of the country are you missing?
We are missing the Northeast Coast, Maine, New Hampshire, those areas, Connecticut, just up there, Vermont.
Okay.
Of course, Alaska and Hawaii, we haven't taken the RV. We haven't taken the motorhome to those two states either. So
hard to get those to Hawaii, and once you get a motorhome there, the roads can't accommodate them. So I'd scratch that off your list and fly there.
I think we'll just have to put that one on the list another way.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So New England is where you want to be at some point.
Right.
Okay.
In New England, we're going to have to figure out how to get that one on the list this year somehow.
That would be nice. It's a beautiful area.
We try to work in 70-degree weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you definitely want to go in the summer, but the fall is also spectacular up in New England. Can't recommend it enough.
Right. I'm sure.
Very good. So what you're doing a work camping job now that's taking you all over the country.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. We work for a company, we're contract labor for a company called ID Plans. And what we do is we survey commercial properties. It's called remote property management. And we just go and we document literally everything on this property for the property management companies. The square footage, the lighting, the meters, water meters, electric meters, gas meters, just the parking, signage, just literally everything. You don't think about all these things when you go to a property. Like if you go to Target, for example, you don't think about everything that's there until you really get started documenting all those things. Now we see everything that's on a property. And it's kind of become a joke between us, but that's what we do. We document everything that's on a property.
Now, why would a company need that?
Property managers.
Okay. Why would a property manager need the documentation?
There's a couple reasons that they would need that. One being if they have an empty space that becomes available, they could rent that if the property manager is in, say, California, but the space is in Dallas, Texas, and the prospective tenant is in Raleigh, North Carolina. They can show that prospective tenant that space is in Dallas from where they are.
Okay.
And another, so that's one advantage. Another advantage is that if there's something wrong with that property, say that the tenant has something, has an issue, they can look at that property with using that remote property management software and say, I have an issue with this light fixture, this light pole. It's light pole number 2B. And the property manager will know exactly what the tenant is talking about.
I can imagine it's easier for the property managers to be able to say, okay, we have a problem with an air conditioner and know exactly what kind of brand it is to go in there and get it fixed.
Right, right, exactly. That's one of Rick's jobs. He goes up on the roof and, you know, at the shopping centers, and he will document every air conditioner, HVAC unit. Yes. The serial number, the model, all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take pictures of all that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm not mistaken, with this company, you have to go through and list the location of everything, right? I mean, down to the sprinklers popping out of the ground. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Yes. We zone everything. Yes.
So it's not like, not a matter of just going in there and taking a couple of pictures. It's pretty documented, well documented what you have
to do. It's very well documented. It's definitely worth the property manager's expense.
Google Earth can't tell you.
Yeah, Google Earth is not going to tell you what you have there like the software does. Exactly.
Okay. How long does it take you to review a property or to survey one?
It really depends on the type of property it is. Right now we're doing a lot of industrial parks, and they're a little different. We don't get on those roofs, so we don't document their HVAC, so they're a little faster. And it depends on, you know, of course, how big they are. Like a shopping center, it's going to take about 4 days to do a strip mall.
Okay.
These industrial parks, we can do one warehouse a day.
Okay.
Most of the time. Sometimes it takes a little longer.
Depending
on the number of tenants there are.
Now, for the a shopping center, it would be important for the property managers to know also, you know, where the utilities are. I mean, which tenant is connected to which power line or which plumbing line, et cetera.
Exactly. That's our main priority is the utilities.
Like on water meters. Some of them will have what we call tenant meters.
Right.
Where there's a meter for each tenant. Mm-hmm. Some of them will have a house meter.
Right.
Where they might be 8 or 10 tenants on one meter.
Okay.
So we have to, document that out.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we really do like about our job is our freedom to do different things while we're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, we got to go to Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Golden Gate Bridge. Where else?
We did a whale tour in Bellingham, Washington. Just so many things. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, we make sure, I don't know if all the other teams do, any team that we've trained, we try to get them to. We have really taken time to explore the places that we're at, because we've seen some really cool places that we wouldn't have seen. Some that we had no idea that were existed, you know. I mean, I'm sure we knew they existed, but weren't really aware. We really take time out of our schedule to make sure that we see things.
Okay. So
we may not, I mean, surely we will, but we might not ever come through that spot again, you know?
Exactly. That's a great way to look at it. So if it's taking like 3 to 4 days to survey a shopping center, a strip mall, that type of thing, do you have time between jobs to be able to do some touring? I mean, can you just limit your time to like 1 or 2 a month, or do you have to?
Yeah, we're really our own boss. We can say we could say, hey, we need to slow down a little bit. We don't schedule us quite so much, or we can say, hey, we need to speed up right now. It's really, we have a lot of freedom in this job. There's a lot of freedom, a lot of flexibility. It's really, you know, you can have as little or as much stress as you choose to have in it.
We took off 2 weeks.
Yeah, we took off most of December
yeah.
to just kind of play. So.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that Rick is a commercial plumber or has experience doing that. Is that a requirement for this kind of job, is to have that kind of experience?
No. No, not at all. And some people don't. It certainly helped because we were familiar with things. You know, we came in knowing what some items were. You know, we knew what a water meter looked like. But you definitely don't have to. We definitely have trained people that didn't. So it's not a requirement at all.
Okay, so you're training other work campers.
Correct, yes.
Okay, very good. So they just follow you around for a couple of weeks and see what you do and then go off and do it themselves?
Not even a couple of weeks. It's pretty fast. People really usually catch on pretty quickly. They'll go through some training. They'll get one thing the company does provide iPads and some other equipment. So that's really great. Even though you're technically self-employed, they do provide you some equipment. It has their software on it. So that's nice. But yeah, we do train. They'll follow you around for a job, and then we'll follow them around for a job to make sure they're doing it right.
Oh, that's easy. So do people have to go to like corporate headquarters for the training and to pick up their iPads and things like that? Or is it all done online and via mail?
Well, COVID kind of changed some things. So they were doing that way. And some of the new teams coming in may again go to Tampa to the corporate office and do it that way. It really just depends on the COVID restrictions at the time.
Okay. Very good. Have you done any other work camping jobs besides this one?
Just at the campground. Those two jobs are the only two.
That's it. Okay. Very good. And you like, what do you like the most about this experience?
Really just seeing the entire country.
Okay. So the jobs are set up. So because it sounded like when you were reciting the places you've been to like three corners of the country last year alone. So do you...
Yes.
Do you move around that quickly? I mean, or can you stay in one region?
Yeah, we've been in Florida since the first of the year. So we've been in this, in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area since the first of the year. So, and that's pretty unusual for us. We've been moving a lot.
And they do pay mileage. We were at one time, we were in Illinois. And they wanted us to be in Reno, Nevada.
In the next week.
Wow.
Right.
So we just drove straight from there to Reno. And
it's pretty,
their mileage.
It's pretty unusual for us to stay in one place for a long time, but I think it's because we're really flexible. We don't mind being in different places. But again, that's just because we're very flexible. We don't mind we'll go wherever.
Okay.
Other teams want to stay in particular places, and that's their choice.
Yeah.
But we signed on to this to see the country. So they know that that's our goal. We love sharing this job with people, and anybody is welcome to reach out to us if they have other questions or they want to know more about it.
Okay. So generally you stay in one part of the country for a while. It's not like you're going from San Diego to Wisconsin to Illinois, then out to Florida, then back to Arizona. They kind of put you on a route, I would imagine.
Not quite that crazy.
Okay.
No, not that crazy.
Okay. Do you get to indicate where you'd like to go and they'll try and find jobs for you in those areas?
Yes, as long as they have some stuff going on in that area, that's absolutely doable.
Okay, super. Have you faced any challenges on the road?
Well, we did, in April, our onboard generator quit working. And we boondock on the property that we are working at.
Ooh.
So that was a huge challenge. And this was, of course, in April of 21. And, you know, logistical stuff right now is crazy. Getting parts right now is crazy. And so we called several Onan dealerships nobody had a part available for the generator. I mean, they diagnosed it. We knew exactly what was wrong, but nobody could get the part. And so we bought, you know, we bought a portable generator because we had to have something. And so in the end of June, the 1st of July, we put solar on, we put solar in the motorhome, which was a fantastic decision. I mean, it's been great. Solar, it doesn't run everything on a hot day. You know, of course, we can't run the air conditioner for hours, but it does, it'll serve 80% of our needs. But that was the biggest, that's our, been our biggest challenge, is the fact that our onboard generator went out and nobody could fix it. Luckily, right now, we dropped it off in, when we were home for Christmas, we dropped it off at just a local RV dealership, and they called the other day and it's fixed. So eventually we'll get back that way and they can reinstall it. So
you just dropped off the generator?
Yeah, they just pulled it because they had to get the part too. They had to, you know, they weren't sure when they could get it.
We couldn't wait there.
Yeah, we couldn't wait.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of an RV dealership just dropping a generator and the people whisking away without one. That's pretty cool.
Well, they would have had to pull it to fix it anyway.
Right.
So it just worked out.
Well, that makes sense. What are some of the perks you've gotten to enjoy while you've been doing this job?
Well, the main perk, of course, is the travel, you know. And another one is, you know, we don't have to pay campground fees unless we want to.
Okay.
That's a luxury.
That's a you know, a campground is a luxury, but
this time of year you can't do it in Florida.
We can't find, there's been times we wanted to and we can't find one here, but it's full. This is their busy season.
So where do you stay?
We stay on the site.
Okay.
That's, you know, they want us to stay on the site that we're working on.
That helps with lighting also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm documenting lighting, I tell people with training, you have to kind of do some detective work. You figure out what is controlling the lighting. Some of them are timers, some of them photocells, different things. And you have to put down the voltage and the wattage of the lighting. You have to use an amp meter to take some readings to come up with that. But it's interesting. Kind of detective type work.
Okay. Have you encountered any problems while you're trying to boondock, like late night knocks on the door by police saying, "What are you doing on our property?"
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do have letters from the property management company stating that we have permission from them to be on the property, but we still get those almost every time that we're at a place. My dog does not like it very much at all. But she lets us know when somebody's near.
Okay.
it happens.
Okay.
Nearly every time. We would actually much rather the police knock on the door than tenants, because they get pretty irate. And the police are like, "Okay, yeah, you're fine. You're supposed to be here."
Okay. The tenants are upset a bit with some of this, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes the tenants can be pretty upset. They don't get it. Sometimes tenants don't realize that they don't own the properties, that, you know, they just rent.
Okay. So I would imagine that, like, you're parked in the back of the stores, generally, yes, not out in the front. And then the tenants are wondering why you're parked in their rear door by their shipping area or whatever the case might be.
Exactly. Okay. Like, why? What is this? We can't have these motorhomes back here. People will just want to camp.
And sometimes we might take somebody's parking.
Yeah, it's usually because we're in somebody's in somebody's spot.
Heaven forbid. Yeah. Right.
You're right. Their holy spot.
So this is an ongoing thing. This is not like you're doing this for a little while and then moving on. You can stay with this company as long as you want.
Yes, the people that trained us have been with the company, I want to say, 6 or 7 years.
Okay, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And just traveling around,
yes,
the country with the same company, you don't have to interview for jobs or anything like that. You just, they tell you where to go next and you go.
Right.
And these are paid.
Exactly.
Are these paid positions?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We get paid pretty well. Yeah. It pays pretty well.
Is it possible for you to talk about what pay range people make in this job?
Well, it's per job. You get paid per this, how much the square footage. You get paid based on the square footage of the job. So it's really difficult to say. So typically we will make anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 a week.
Well, that would be worthwhile.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to.
Like I said, it depends on the square footage, but we're not going to have a week that's less than two.
Okay.
Very simple.
That's very good. That's wonderful. You should be able to support yourself very well on a job like this.
And another thing is the work.
And it's not stressful. It's not. No. I mean, sometimes it feels stressful, but it's not.
We, you know, I guess we probably on a typical week, what we might work 9 or 10 hours in a week.
You know, maybe up to maybe 20 hours.
Yeah. But yes, but the thing like I used to do in commercial plumbing, you know, that's a job for younger people. I'm getting on up in age, and this is a lot less stress.
We do walk a lot of miles, though.
Yes.
Okay. That's great.
Sure.
Do you know if the company is hiring? Are they looking for other work campers? Okay.
They are all the time. That's why I said, if anybody wants to talk to me about it, they're feel free.
All right. Where would people get in touch with you?
They can check out our website at whereintheworldarethemorgans.com and contact me there.
And how'd you come up with the idea for this website?
Well, we just thought it would be a fun way to document our travels. It's really just a blog. I do a kind of a poor job, but I try to keep up with where we've been and some of the fun things we see along the way.
Very good.
I started out with Instagram. I have done Instagram for 8 years. Like every few months we would go just on a random adventure, and I would always hashtag it, Where in the World Are the Morgans? And so it just grew from there since we were full time.
Do you have children?
We have his and hers. We have together 4 girls.
Very good. So this website allows them to keep track of where you are at any time.
Absolutely. If they care to know.
Do you have any advice for people who are considering becoming a work camper?
Just do it. Just do it. While you can, while you're mobile, go for it. Don't overthink it.
I know some of my own relatives that would love to do this kind of thing, and they wait until they're older and they can fully retire. And a lot of them cannot stay healthy enough,
yeah,
you know, to enjoy themselves after they retire. So, you know, Terry's in her 50s and I'm in my 60s. So
don't overthink it. Just do it.
Are there any things on your bucket list you'd still like to accomplish?
Gosh, we've marked so much off the list.
This past year, we've seen the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've seen all kinds of things in between there.
I don't know of anything right offhand. Yeah.
We can always discover something.
That's else. Right. Well, I really have marked so much off my list. I don't think there's anything left, but I'll just have to start making the new list. Mm-hmm.
So you're in Florida right now. Where are you going to go next after this?
Somewhere cooler. It's so hot right now.
You could go up to Wisconsin. They have another foot of snow by now over the storm that they had last week or this week.
No, pass.
Very good.
I don't know.
I think they probably send us maybe like Tennessee, Ohio, somewhere in the Midwest.
That would be fun. There are lots of things to do in that area as well.
We did actually enjoy Ohio a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. This is a great story. I like the job and the flexibility that it offers, and I'm sure people can check out your website at whereintheworldarethemorgans.com and keep tabs on you and find out all the fun adventures you're enjoying. That's great.
Thank you, Greg.
I'd like to thank Terry and Rick Morgan for sharing their story. Working as surveyors for ID Plan sounds like it would be an interesting work and relatively easy for someone with good attention to detail. It pays very well, too. The Morgans earn between $2,000 and $6,000 per week, depending upon the size of the assignment and the level of documentation they need to provide. Terry and Rick are basically performing detective work and trying to find resources and determine what's powering them, whether the lights are running on photocells, timers, or switches. They do have to use equipment like an amp meter to test the wattage of outlets, but it's not too difficult to do and easy to learn the steps to completing a survey. If you're interested in learning more about getting a traveling work camping job with ID Plans, visit www.idplans.com. I interviewed Mark Brady, the company's director of operations, about this time last year. You can hear that interview on episode 112. Terry offered some great advice for people considering the RV and work camping lifestyle. She said they often overthink the details, which drags out a decision to start until it's too late for them to begin. So, do it now. Terry and Rick are documenting their own adventures in a blog and videos posted to www.whereintheworldarethemorgans.com. It allows friends and family to keep up with their adventures and also provides great information for other work campers regarding things to see and do in a specific area. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its Diamond and Platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be doing a follow-up interview with a man who became a mobile RV technician a little over a year ago. At the time, he was just starting his business, and now we'll discuss how it all panned out. He's also got some good information about challenges RVers will be facing in 2022. I'll have more details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.